Hey, super short intro here. You're listening to the Ben Uyama podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive through beating porn addiction and finding a wife. I'm also married. Guys, I've got a bunch of kids, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
You've been trying to quit porn and masturbation for a long time, and you feel like you're missing something. Maybe you're missing the mark. Well, you probably are. There's a root cause. There's an issue that's going on that you're not seeing. And this video I made just for you guys to help understand and uncover what your root cause is so that you can start addressing the right thing. This has been transformative for many people. This is a lesson from our free 30-day program. If you want to join that 30-day program of videos and content, then go somewhere in the description, click the link and sign up. It's totally free. I have nothing to sell you guys. Please watch this video all the way through. Pay attention. And it will change your life if you do the work. All right.
Alrighty, hey guys, welcome back to another lesson. This is about the most important thing. Like, this is one of the most important lessons that we have here. It's about the root cause. It's about figuring out why you use porn. And my promise is by the end of this video, you will understand something more about yourself and the reason that you keep porn in your life that you didn't understand before. And the goal of this video is to help break the belief that quitting porn is hard. Quitting porn is difficult. Now, that's a belief that almost everybody has when they start this program, understandably, right? Understandably, the reason that you believe that is because based on past experience, based on the fact that you've tried very hard for many years to quit porn and you've been unsuccessful, you've tried all the things, all the tactics, all the willpower, but it's still hard. And therefore, the reasonable conclusion is that it's very difficult to do. In fact, it's one of the most difficult things you'll ever do in your life. Here's the thing though, guys. It's actually very easy to quit porn, and I'm explaining to you why in this video, all right? It's very simple to do. Here are some examples of some guys in the program that quit porn overnight, without any effort, all right? Josh, here's a guy that was battling porn for years, and he was seeing no success, and he kept coming to our calls inconsistent, like he was feeling good, and then he was feeling bad, and then he was feeling great, just up and down all the time, until we really figured out what was going on, right? Turns out, Josh has crippling shame, because he has really high standards for himself. He has grand goals and vision and values in his life and a moral code that he lives up to. And every time he acted out or even fantasized or even slipped a little bit, he drowned that feeling in shame. And what he realized is that shame was the biggest trigger in his life. It was the biggest emotional roadblock that was causing him to always go back to spiral out of control. Because when your brain tells you that you're a piece of garbage, you're a piece of shite because of your porn habit. You have nothing going for you in life. Guess what? Your behavior starts to do. It starts to follow that trend, and it tries to drown that emotion with what? With porn. It's a simple matter of him alleviating that emotion of shame through going back to porn. Shame is one of the main negative emotions that we experience. Shame, guilt, remorse. And he realized that it was actually the shame that was causing him to act out and watch porn. The shame of not being the man who he wanted to be. So how did he change it overnight, guys? He addressed the shame itself. This is what I'm getting to. Addressing the shame itself is he felt the shame of just being not where he wanted to be in his life, living out of his values, living out of integrity. And he did that by being open with people. He did that by telling people, the right people, about his porn habit. And when you tell somebody about your porn habit, it eliminates the shame because you have no more shadows in your life. There's no reason to feel shame anymore because you can say, yeah, this is who I am. I'm not perfect. So what? And what are we going to do about it? You know, that's the easiest and fastest way to eliminate shame. And that's what he does. Here's another guy. Anthony struggled for years. He was also came to our program very inconsistent, up and down, until peeling back the layers into one instance where he was really stressed out and really triggered one day. And he said, because my mom stresses me out. My mom makes me angry because when she says this or when we're fighting and all this. So we peeled it back and we realized that there was tension in this relationship with his mom that was causing him so much stress. And we addressed that. And I said, hey, dude, you can keep reacting to your mom. You can keep reacting it to her, you know, comments or her nagginess, however you want. No matter how old you get, this is a guy in his late 20s, you know, he's not a kid, you know, or you can decide how to fix this relationship with your mom, so that to the point that she doesn't bother you anymore, so you're not bothered. So what he did was every week make a point to work on that relationship and address that relationship and heal that relationship. And guess what, guys? Overnight, turn off the porn habit, because he identified the biggest stressor in his life. And the biggest stressor of his life was that relationship with his mom. You have a big stressor in your life. And when you figure out that biggest stressor, porn is easy. So this is what I tell guys. Quitting porn is easy. Addressing the root cause of why you use porn, that's a different story. That takes healing. Sometimes that takes effort. But quitting porn itself, which is my job in helping you, is easy. It's instantaneous, all right? But here's the catch, guys. When you address the porn, the root cause, when you address the reason you use porn, you don't actually need porn anymore. You will naturally not need to go back to it, because you will decrease and eliminate the dependency on it. You see? And if you replace the dependency, then you don't need to go back to porn anymore, and you can alleviate it in a healthy, productive way, so that you have this natural emotional curve that we're talking about. And then there's me, guys, right? My story is very similar. I talk about this a lot, but it was literally a day. It was not, you know, a grand weaning off process of watching porn once a month and then every 2 months and every three. No, it was nothing like that. It was literally like I was a porn user, like steeped in porn for multiple times a week. And then the next week, I just never watched porn again. And it was simply because I understood that porn is making me more stressed out and irritable. And I don't want to be that person. And I realized that there are actually no benefits to keeping porn in my life. Zero benefits, zero. And that was it. I was like, I don't want to be stressed out anymore. It scared the life out of me. It scared me because I saw how stressed and irritable I was as a person, as a man, to everyone around me. So what did I do? I addressed the stress. I addressed stress in a healthy way whenever I was stressed out, and I made sure to notice anytime I tried to go back to the phone when I was stressed, or anytime I tried to go back to YouTube or even social media when I was stressed. And I realized that if I do that, if I keep going doing that, it's destructive to my habit, because I never figure out why I'm stressed. I never address the root cause of why I'm feeling this emotion. So every time I was stressed out, I had to peel it back and ask, why am I stressed out? Why am I feeling anxious today because of a small thing? Why is it that today when I go to the gym, I feel more triggered and I'm kind of looking at people? Why is it today when I'm on Facebook, I feel more triggered by something? But last week when I was on Facebook, I wasn't. Okay, why? Let's figure this out. And I had the habit of just having self-reflection and just peeling back the layers and talking to my wife about it and talking to somebody, talking to my brother, talking to God, right? And that's what it takes. It's just keep peeling back the layer. So it's really that simple. You figure out why you use porn, and then you fix that root cause issue, okay? So I have an analogy for you guys. And this is an interesting analogy because there are three solutions to this analogy, and it's very linked to porn. This analogy is called the itchy cream analogy, all right? If you woke up one day and had an itchy rash on your arm, and it was red and it was itchy and it was unbearably itchy, right? What would you do? You would probably go to the doctor or to the pharmacy and you would ask for a prescription to alleviate this itch. So you go there, you get this prescription, you put it on when you come home, the itch disappears completely, instantly. And you go, yes, and you relax again. And the next day, guess what? It's itchier and more red. And then you go back to the doctor that same day and say, God, you know, doc, it's more itchy, it's more red. I need to alleviate this right now. So he gives you a stronger prescription. You put it on when you get home. Guess what happens? Disappears instantly. The next day, guess what happens? It's more itchy, more. You get the point. Weeks, months, years go by, and the same thing. And you keep going back to the doctor for a stronger prescription just to alleviate this itch. This is exactly what it's like to have a porn addiction, if you haven't gathered already. Okay? Because you're covering up an itch, a root cause reason, without addressing why you have this thing in the first place, or without replacing the prescription with something that's actually good for you and not causing this. And the catch here is the cream itself is causing an allergic reaction to make this itch grow bigger and bigger. And this is exactly what happens with porn, guys. This is why over a long period of time, people develop more severe addictions. People develop more intense addictions, more frequency in addiction, more graphic and more all kinds of porn addictions. And they've become desensitized to even tame things. They become desensitized to even sexual relationships, to the point that they have ED or erectile dysfunction because they can't even be aroused by a human being. Okay, so you understand the analogy of the itchy cream, right? Yeah. what you, usually what people get tripped up and they don't understand is the idea that the cream is causing an allergic reaction. It's causing the itch to get more red and more itchy, etc. Right? So in this instance, in this analogy, in this world, if you're a smart person, right, how do you stop this itch? How do you actually fix it? There are three ways to fix it. Okay? Let me know. What are the three ways to fix it? The problem is usually people only use one of these methods, and that's why they're stuck. If you use all three of these methods, it will guarantee your success in quitting porn. The first way to alleviate the itch is to what? Stop using the cream, right? You just stop using the cream. This is also known as NOFAP, or willing yourself through, willpowering yourself through the porn habit, is just going cold turkey, right? What happens if you go cold turkey and you get rid of this cream? You have an incredibly irresistible itch all the time, and you're just constantly thinking about it, and it's distracting, and you're giving power to it. This is what happened when you just go cold turkey and you quit porn and you don't actually do the other two things that I'm about to talk about, all right? So the second option to alleviate this itch is what? Because you're smart, you figure it out, right? Is you've got to replace the cream with something that is going to help. So a more natural form of itch relief. So maybe an herb or some kind of oil that you can get from a natural doctor or something like that. Or maybe some kind of cream. Something that's not going to make the itch more intense and more red to the point that you develop a dependency on the cream, but actually something that is more natural and soothing to it, instead of kind of trying to fix it immediately, right? So that's another way to do it. In other words, guys, what is that in relationship to your porn habit, your porn addiction? It's simply replacing the need for porn in your life. It's replacing the artificial stress relief or horny relief or anxiety relief that you use porn for, but instead to do something else in those very moments that you're feeling triggered or you're feeling urges. In those very moments, you do something that actually will take you down to the base level of relaxation, of scratching that itch in a very healthy way, right? So for examples, and what we talk about is things like moving your body, things like connecting with somebody, things like doing all the four R's, relating with somebody, renewing your determination, replacing the habit with something that excites you, and reflecting on, how am I feeling today? What's my emotional state of being? If you do any of those things instead of just applying the cream and going back to porn or going back to a screen, then you replace the need for it. Then you found a healthy and natural way to soothe the itch to watch porn and masturbate. And the third and final way to alleviate this itch is what? Is to figure out the root cause of why you have this itch in the first place. Why is it that you develop this rash, right? And this is really the process of self-reflection. This is really the process of peeling back the layers to ask yourself why? Why that? Why that? Why do I feel that? Okay, why do I think that? Why do I feel that? Why did that happen? Why did I respond in this way? How come this week I feel really triggered and last week I didn't? What happened this week? Okay, maybe it was my morning routine. Okay, this morning when I woke up, I was feeling really stressed out and anxious. Okay, why was that? And usually when I feel anxious, I like to escape to watch porn. Why is that? And just, you see, keep peeling back the layer until you figure out what's really at the core of this onion. And when you figure out what's really at the core, it's usually something about the way that you were raised. It's something about the environment that you grew up in, or in the environment that you find yourself in right now. And when you really peel it back enough, then this is what I'm talking about when you try to force your brain into submission. Because when you really peel it back, you force your brain to understand it logically and understand that, actually, I don't need porn in this instant. But actually, what I really need is to figure out, alleviate this root cause issue in a healthy and productive way. And when you do that, then it doesn't become an issue. And when you use all three of these methods, guys, stop applying the cream, which is stop using porn, figure out how to replace the need for porn, and also identify the root cause of why you have this porn habit in the first place, or why you have this negative emotion in the first place. If you do all three of these, then the process of quitting porn is not difficult. It's easy, and it's not hard at all. And when you only do the first one, which is will yourself through and just remove porn, that's when people experience withdrawal symptoms. That's when people get angry and irritable. That's when people are scared to quit porn, because they're scared of these ramifications of quitting porn, right? It's because they're not doing the other two. If you do the other two and address why you use porn, those withdrawal symptoms are very minimal, usually non-existent in people. You might even for a few days, But then you'll very quickly understand, ah, I've got to, this is the exact moment where I have to figure out the root cause. This is the exact moment that I have to figure out how to replace this need and stop going back to the cream. And I want to make one comment about addressing the root cause that often scares people from peeling back the layers, right? And people usually think that it's very complicated to do this. And they often think like it'll be really hard to kind of figure out why they feel these emotions. And they think like, oh, I have to do like therapy or inner child work or any of that stuff, which is great. And I think people should do that kind of stuff. But I want to dispel this myth that it has to be really complicated. It has to, and you have to like be in some kind of spiritually possessed mode on, you know, meditating under a waterfall or anything like that to understand why are you feeling these emotions. It's really just simple. It's really you just sitting down with your thoughts or taking a walk or writing it down, or ideally, guys, like talking to someone, ideally talking to me, like talking to someone and sharing, why do I feel these emotions? And if you do that for 15 minutes, 10 minutes a day, even over time, you'll develop this habit like a sixth sense, and you'll just be able to understand your emotions and why you feel things in a very productive way. Like some people you know, right? Maybe some people in your life who don't struggle with porn and don't struggle with addiction, or, you know, or just seem like they're able to understand their emotions and keep cool all the time. It's generally because some people are just better at this than others. And that's a good question to ask yourself. Like, why is it that you have a hard time managing stress? Why is it that you have a hard time managing anxiety or frustration or boredom or anything like that? Yeah, it's a good question to ask yourself. So now I want to share about the three stages of a relapse. And I want to share about this because it's really important to dispel this idea that there is a simple binary, like I feel triggered and then I act out. There's a lot going on underneath that, all right? When I often, you know, am checking with people every day or every week, and I ask them like if you felt triggered or emotionally down or your energy level was really down, I ask like, why was it that you felt triggered? Usually the first thing people say is like, oh, I saw something on Instagram, or I saw something at the mall, or I got really frustrated at my wife or my family member because she said this or he said that, right? And I'm explaining these three stages of relapses because I want you to understand that those triggers that you usually think are triggers are actually not the original trigger for that caused you to go back and watch porn. So the first stage of the relapse cycle is emotion, your emotional state. So it's really how angry or frustrated or stressed or whatever emotion you're feeling today are you? Because you'll notice that sometimes when you do go to the mall, for example, you do notice all the, you know, triggery things, you know, sexual things, but other times when you go to the mall, you don't feel that way. So that means that that's proof actually that there's nothing to do with the external factor, the external circumstance or the event that makes you feel susceptible to acting out and going down that train of thought, but it's actually more to do with the emotional state, right? So that's the first stage, is emotional state. So the second stage is the event itself, is the trigger. Now, this is where people get tripped up because they think that the first stage is the event itself, the actual physical external circumstance, but it's not. It's the second stage. So when you're in a state of emotional frustration or stress, anxiety, and then you see an event or external factor or something that triggers you, then the third stage comes into play. And that third stage is your decision. Your decision to engage in this rabbit hole, in this train of thought, to engage and keep watching, to engage in clicking on that thumbnail, to engage and fantasize about that thing you saw, or to decide to back away. And how do you back away? It's to have introspection, and it's to go back to the first stage, right? It's to go back to the first stage of the cycle, which is identifying your emotion, your emotional state, and asking yourself, why is it that today I felt really triggered when I saw this? Okay, well, I was feeling really frustrated because my wife said this to me and I got really angry and we were fighting and I don't like when we're fighting. And I think, okay, why is it that I feel anxious or stressed when we're fighting? Well, because I feel like I'm failing. This was a big thing for me actually, guys, in my own relationship, right? So the example is, if you feel stressed out because somebody said something or your wife said something and you say, okay, well, it's because when I feel like we're fighting and things aren't good in my relationship with my wife, I feel like a piece of garbage. Like I feel like I'm a terrible husband. And if my wife is not happy, then I'm not happy. And I feel like I'm failing as a person. And when I feel like I'm failing as a person, I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do with my life. And I feel like all my value comes from being a good man, being a good husband, or being a good father. Okay, why is it that I value that so much? And I think, well, it's because when I was a kid, I mean, growing up, it's like that's what my parents taught me. That's where what I grew up in. You know, growing up in a religious home, going to church every Sunday, I believed that being a good man is the most important thing I ever do in my life. And when I wasn't a good man, when I wasn't a good son, when I didn't go to church, when I didn't read my scriptures or anything like that, my parents got upset at me. They disapproved of me. And that's where I learned that I really need the approval of people. And that's a really important thing for me to live. And if I don't have approval of people, I feel disapproved of. And that gives me a lot of stress and anxiety. And then I feel like I have to fix it immediately, and I have to fix everything and control everything. So this is an example about me, but you understand that during the third stage of decision-making, when you can decide, do I engage or do I backtrack? The decision to engage, you know that very well. You've been down that cycle many times. What you don't know is that the way to back away from this, even if you've already engaged, like gone to stage one, stage two, and stage three, the way to back away from this, guys, is to go inward, is to understand back to your emotion. Why do I feel like this? And when you do that, guys, like I keep saying, it forces your brain into submission. It forces your brain to say, oh, you know what? Actually, you're right. I don't need porn. We don't need it. It's fine. It's good. It's like having a conversation with Smeagol and Gollum in your brain constantly. If that's a good analogy to help you understand this, you know, it's a constant conversation that's going on between Gollum and Smeagol in yourself. And when you really force Gollum into submission to understand what's really going on, it has no direction but to give up and to back away. And that's when you win. So in effect, guys, your decision to use porn has nothing to do with porn itself. Let me make that really clear. Your decision to use porn has nothing to do with porn itself. It is true that porn is addictive. It is true that it's a $100 billion industry that is constantly targeting men. It is true that it's sexual in nature. However, your decision to use porn is entirely yours. The decision to use porn has nothing to do with the pixels on the screen or the porn itself, but has everything to do with the root cause of why you use porn. It has everything to do with why you decide to use porn, why you decide to launch the browser, why you decide to not give it up and leave it in the past. It's a decision you make because it's a separate thing. There is the trigger, the cycle of triggers, and then there's you deciding to alleviate that emotion, that emotional state, with porn and masturbation. Separate things. So the quitting porn side is easy, instantaneous. The recovery can take time and takes effort. But you can decide right now to quit porn for good. But the thing is, if you address the root cause and heal that process, then you won't need any porn in your life anymore because you figured out the biggest stressors in your life, and it does not have to be difficult. Magic, right? So this activity for this video is going to be reflecting about your primary negative emotions that you experience that you usually go back to porn, because I often say that if you identify the biggest stressor in your life, then it will drastically improve your odds and chances of quitting porn for good because you won't need it anymore. So here's your task for today, right now, guys, right now, like as soon as you can. What are the two primary negative emotions that you try to alleviate through supernormal stimulus? What are the two primary negative emotions that you try to alleviate through supernormal stimulus? And your activity is to reflect or to discuss with somebody. Ideally, you can discuss with someone. If you have no one else in your life that you can discuss this with, you can discuss it with me, you can message me, and we can talk about it, all right? So here are the list of the primary negative emotions that people experience, okay? And you can use any of these emotions when you do this reflection. Here we go. Anxiety, stress, depression, boredom, shame, loneliness, anger, frustration. Anxiety, stress, depression, boredom, shame, loneliness, anger, frustration. So if any of these ring true for you as the primary reason, name two of them, two negative emotions that you try to escape through using supernormal stimulus then that's a really good indicator as to what you need to address that will increase the odds that you'll be able to quit porn very quickly, all right? And the reason I use the word supernormal stimulus is because porn is only one form of supernormal stimulus or hyperactivity, right? It starts with the very innocent things like just going to your phone when you're stressed or when you're angry or just going to social media. Again, those things are not bad in themselves, but it is actually detrimental to do those when you're stressed because it creates these spike effects where you're stressed, not stressed, because you instantly take yourself out of that emotion and put it into your phone, right? So anytime you feel like you want to go to video games or you want to go to social media, YouTube, wherever, what are those two primary emotions? And I want you to reflect on it, write it down, ideally discuss it with someone if you can. And if you can't, then you can discuss with me. And the second part to this activity is, what is your action plan for when you feel those emotions? When you feel those two emotions, what is your physical game plan? Like, what are you actually going to do? And pinpoint the thing that you're going to do. Think of this as if you were living 100 years ago and you had to alleviate these negative emotions that you feel, how would you do it? In other words, you didn't have access to any stimulation like a phone, like video games, like a screen, or anything like that. How would you alleviate those emotions? Usually, the best thing you can do is always to relate to somebody, to have give and take with a person, somebody that you know would accept you, love you, and let you kind of feel full and accepted and appreciated at the end of this conversation. So that's number one. The next best thing that you could probably do 100 years ago is to have some self-reflection, right? Through prayer, through writing in a journal, through just thinking about it, right? Meditating. The next best thing is probably to move your body, right? Just to go outside, take a run, go roll in the grass, just take a walk, kill a lion, whatever you want, all right? So those are your two exercises. This is just to summarize, is to reflect. It was, what are the two primary negative emotions that you try to alleviate through supernormal stimulus? And then number two is, what is your action plan for when you feel those emotions? It's great to have you guys. Good luck. I'm rooting for you. You can quit porn today if you want. It's your decision.
I hope you benefited from that video. If you did, I want to hear from you. Post something down below, a comment, what you gained from that video. If you want to join our free 30-day program, I've got nothing to sell you guys, then you can join at benuyama.com or click down the description below. If you want also to quit porn right now today and eliminate it, you can get Covenant Eyes for free with my code Ben, B-E-N. You can apply that at checkout at Covenant Eyes, and it'll give you access for 30 days. And I recommend it because it can literally block content from all your devices, and they have a lot of cool resources at Covenant Eyes. All right, lots of love, guys. See you.
Hey, just wanted to let you know I'm making my 30-day program free for everyone that wants to quit porn and masturbation and have sexual integrity. Check it out at benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. You get videos every day. You get content just like this, but a more in-depth step-by-step process on quitting porn. So check it out if you want to get serious about this stuff. Go to benuyama.com. It's totally free for you guys. All right, see ya.